I'm Delta Work, and this is Very Delta. Today on the show, I am joined by a neighbor from the north and a new LA sister. Scarlett Bobo is here. We talk about Canada's drag race, circus tricks, and digesting milk. But first, do you want to see me go off? Because I think you want to see me go off.
M.
Oh.
M.
Mom!
Are you a lady like me? Introspective, beautiful.
Oh, are you intellectual like me?
Beguiled by a bargain? You like wild times?
Like me?
Are you serving the community like me? Well, if you are, then you must be Very Delta.
I'm Delta Work, and this is Very Delta, a luxury public access podcast and YouTube talk show where I look gorgeous, speak extemporaneously, and invite fascinating people to sit on the couch and get Very Delta. Very Delta is for the woman who knows you just got a divorce, but she's still going to ask how your husband is. But first, let's get into some things that are Very Delta.
Go off Delta!
If you are a living, breathing human being that wants to work as an entertainer, a singer, a comic, a dancer, you want to produce events, whatever it is, you know, you really have to have a grasp on social media. It's a lot to understand, and it's also a lot to navigate when you're trying your best to interact and communicate with people, give them all of that information so you can whittle down those questions that they really do want to ask because they do want the information. But it's so tough when you get that information out there to them and they look at it and they don't read any of it. None of it registers. Or they look at it and they're like, oh, this is an advertisement for you hosting the beer chugging contest on St. Patrick's Day. I need to know why you're not wearing a green dress. And I need to let you know this, you should have worn a green dress here. This is terrible. I don't know why you would do this. Or something else that kills me is I'll put up a post, for instance, for myself, advertising I'm going to be at brunch. And somebody will comment, when are you going to have Kamala Harris on the show? At the brunch show? I know what you're asking and I know what you're talking about, but this is not the place for that. Why would you not go look through my page and find a post that says, hey, friends, listeners, and viewers, who would you like to see as a guest on the show? I've said it before and I'll say it again. We're not here about turning down people to be on the show. There's a ton of people. We have a laundry list of people that we reach out to that absolutely say, I would love to participate. I don't live there. I would love to come right around the corner and be there. But I think people are so familiar with seeing people on social media and have only seen them on social media. They think that social media is like a land where everyone lives. And all drag queens are there, so they're all reporting from the same hub. So if you're here and you're like, well, you have a show, you like that person, or that person does what you do, why aren't they there? Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe because they live in Tennessee. Maybe because they're the vice president of the United States. They're probably not going to be here. Maybe because just because I love Annie Potts so much doesn't mean that Annie Potts wants to come over and sit on the green couch and talk about why I love Annie Potts. Like, it's just something I have to accept. Who do I want here? Molly Ringwald, Sarah Silverman, Annie Potts, Tova Borgnine. I mean, I want all these people here. Are they going to be here? Maybe. We have to talk about what's possible and what's probable. It's possible. Anything is possible. I could stand up and have monkeys fly out of my ass right now. It is possible. It's probably not going to happen. Not because those people hate me or I hate them. Because they're living their lives. I mean, I would drive to Cindy Crawford's house right now. I'm telling you, I would give her a pedicure. You know, I'm a licensed cosmetologist. I could do Cindy Crawford's hair, makeup, pedicure, manicure. I could give her a full set of acrylic nails like these. All of it. to get her here. She don't want to come here. She knows. She saw me sucking on the candy cane. I put that on social media. How come y'all weren't complimenting that? You saw the head game was strong. Didn't say a word. Didn't say a word. But you let me know. I would have done a little more feathers on that dress if it was me. Baby, you don't even own a red dress. Show me your feathers on your dress. Stop that. Just stop doing that. I mean, I feel like all these years later, we shouldn't have to be talking about this. But like, I think we have to check in pretty regularly about it and let people know, like, just because someone is super real with you is not your invitation to come to them and go, guess what? I need to be real with you too. But what did somebody say? They came to my post. They said, love Delta, but does she look fatter than usual? And then the next person jumped in and said, no, it's just because she's wearing something low cut and you can see her tits. When she has her tits out, she looks fatter. And then somebody else said, no, I don't think that's it. It could be the outfit. And I thought, you really think that you're playing paper doll with people? Like, that is so crazy to me. So when people come to like my posts or whatever, and I'll post a picture and they're like, this is not your hair color. You need to be doing this. You need to be wearing this. No, I'm wearing exactly what I'm wearing. I think people get this impression that anyone who produces something or puts themselves out there does so because they need help producing their content. I don't need help producing that. Like the show, like anybody that has a podcast or makeup tutorials or whatever, they're producing what they want to produce. They're not looking for people who are like without a goal or without gainful employment, without a mattress frame. Like we're not looking for those people to come in and go, I would have definitely worn this. I would have worn that. I wouldn't have done this. Then do it. Then show us. But like, it just seems a little bit personal when people jump in and no one asked. And you always look at those accounts and it's those ones that are like growing and into my beauty and like, no, all hate blocked. And it's like, you have nothing else to do but to go. And then people are like, well, you shouldn't be so sensitive. It doesn't hurt my feelings because I mean, listen, I appreciate a compliment. I really do. I appreciate when somebody says, oh, you look great. Or I love seeing you like this. You look happy. This is great. But I know exactly what I look like. And I know with these two hands and with my 48 years of knowledge, this is as perfect as I'm going to get it without surgery, without some sort of weight loss plan, without some sort of, you know, thousands of dollars of clothing. I know what I look like, and I think it's pretty damn great. And I really don't think there's an opinion of anyone out there that's like going to make me go, oh, maybe I shouldn't do this. No, I should be doing it. Mm-hmm. I should be doing all of it. And I know why they're doing it, because they want someone to talk to. You know, they really want someone to go, you let them have it. Ooh, you said that, bitch. Shots fired. Bitch, you ate. You ate. Yeah, you ate. You ate chips. And looked and you're like, oh, I would never do that. Like, I'll post memes, like funny memes about that. Like me sitting and judging the Met Gala. You know, that's a little bit different, I feel like. But when you say like you support somebody and then you come in and then you're like, I'm just letting you know I wouldn't have done this. There's no room for that. You're not part of the conversation. I know that you think you're part of that production, but you're not. Why would you waste your time? And then people go, well, you shouldn't give them any platform. I give the negative as much as I give the positive. You can go look at my comment section. There are times when I'm sitting at the airport and I'm like, you know, I'm going to read these. There's times when I had pink eye and I was laying around going with one eye and my phone on dim. Like, let me read this. What did this bitch say? Like, because they'll tag my name in it. And there's that shitty part too, where people will drop some like really distasteful, unnecessary, rude comment. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to let them know. I'm just going to say, hey, thank you for supporting. Just want to let you know, you didn't have to say all this. There's a reason why you said all this. You're projecting all of it on me. And it's really fucked up that you would do that. And then you push post. And then it says, this person does not allow you to mention their name. Okay, well, there's a lot of settings for that. It could be they don't follow you, this, that, or whatever. But the reality is, stop dropping those things unless you expect somebody to respond back to you, because it's those same people that'll say, don't give them any time. But then you do give them the time. And then they're like, no, you can't mention me. I just wanted to drop it and go run away. That's ding dong ditch 'em. whoever you are out there with your 20 followers, and I'm not saying your value is based on followers. What I am saying, though, is you've got nothing on your profile, and you think for a second you could kill the wig game better than what I'm killing it right here? Bitch, I've heard worse from better people. Do you want to see me take a break? I think you want to see me take a break. The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is. You won't be able to look away as you've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. Can you imagine setting your son up to seduce a king? Girl, I couldn't take my eyes off the screen as I watched this historical psychodrama unfold. The show is full of wit, scandal, and action in a genre-bending story that is as sexy and audacious as it gets. You need to check it out. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and on the Stars app.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah, and under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
My guest today is a recent Canadian transplant from season one of Canada's Drag Race. It's Scarlett Bobo.
It's me.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
You're so gorgeous.
Thank you.
You are so, so fierce.
You know, flattery gets you everywhere.
I mean, that's what I've heard. No, but I want to know, I've only been to Canada twice. I've been to Canada twice. One time was to St. Catharines to do a pride.
Oh.
And then one time... Way into I don't even know. Like, I think it was like the next season of like True Detective far. Like, it was far.
Okay.
And me and Raja went and we did like a college gig that didn't happen at the university. It happened at like a pub restaurant. And we had a blast. My whole takeaway from Canada was that I wanted to go to a Tim Hortons.
Oh, my
God.
And
I did and I lived.
Tim Hortons is everything.
Like, Tim Hortons is everything.
It really is. So there's something about it. Like, when you pass the customs, you get the Tim Hortons on the other side. Uh-huh. I take about like 10 apple juices from the Tim Hortons. There's something in their apple juices.
Okay.
I still have like a little bit in my fridge. I take a little sip every morning.
To save it.
Just to save it. And my partner's coming back from Canada. So I'm like, I need all of the apple juices.
Yeah.
They're just so good. Turkey BLT. Oh. Amazing. And it's just such a Canadian thing.
Yeah. Like, and I knew that because one of my favorite things ever is listening to podcasts. And of course, I love our network here to pieces. But my first introduction to a lot of podcasts was the CBC.
Okay.
Which produces podcasts so impeccably. They are so good. They have some amazing true crime podcasts.
Oh, really?
If you're ever interested.
Okay. And I do like true crime.
And they would always talk about, like, they would be like real cases talking to people, and the podcasters would say, I'm meeting up with a subject, we're meeting at Tim Hortons. They kept saying Tim Hortons or Timmy's.
Timmy's,
yeah. And I was like, I'm gonna go there one day. And then when I got booked,
let's go get some Tim's there, bud.
I will. Yes. Yes. So anyway, that's one of my takeaways is how amazing that is. But I don't really know much about the drag scene specifically in Canada. What's the scene there, and how do you compare it to here in LA?
Well, I don't think there is a way to compare like the drag scene there to LA. It's so different. Mm-hmm. LA's a lot more intricate. I think there's a lot more fashion. There's okay. Toronto, like Canada drag is like, it's a lot of performing. Like in Toronto, we call it marathon drag. It is the worst.
Oh my God.
It's pretty good, but since you get tips and the smallest bill is a $5 bill. So it's easy to get like 5, 10, 15, 20. Like you can like collect your bills really quickly, but get ready for this. You have to do three to four sets of four numbers each in one night. In one night. So you do like two numbers and then talk to the audience and then do two more numbers and then that fills up a half an hour and then you go backstage and then the next girl does it and then like rinse and repeat until the show's done. And it's usually like a 2.5 hour show with the two of you. No breaks.
Fuck.
Yeah. So when I came to LA, I was like, one number? That's all you want? I was like, I've trained my whole life for this.
Right.
I said, I got this. Wow. Every single move in the book. I was like, didn't even lose a breath. I was like, wow, that was easy. I'm like, you want another one? Three more? Like, I got it.
Because if you're so used to it, you almost feel like maybe bored or like, lazy.
Now I need to do a mashup just to like, you know, it was good if you're like, oh, what songs do I do? All of them. You know, if you had like six new songs you wanted to do, you could try them all out in one night. So now I'm like, I get bored if I do one song. So now I have to do like a mashup. I need at least like three or four songs.
Yeah, like a little mix. An abridged version of...
Yeah.
What would be like if we were booking you to do a number right now? What would be like a go-to for you?
I've got a mix that has Jessie J, Pink, Miley... And my two Drag Race songs, and I go to it all the time. Nice. Just because it's like, those are like all my favorite artists mixed with like a little bit of me.
Yeah. I love that. And it's a good variety. People love all those artists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sometimes get bored of, unless I'm really into a song, I'll get bored halfway through. And I'm like, like my ADHD kicks in like right when I'm on stage. I'm like, what am I doing here?
How long have you been here in Southern California?
Since last May. Almost a year.
Okay, so almost a year. That's enough time to have seen holidays and I think get to all of the fast food places. Now, I don't know that you frequent fast food places because you have the most darling figure, but maybe you do sometimes.
I do. It's my cheat day.
Okay, what would you like to have? Like, what's your favorites?
Okay, I have two. My two new favorite ones that I'm completely addicted to is Jack in the Box.
Okay.
Oh my God, I go crazy for Jack in the Box. They have that little munchy meal.
Uh-huh.
You get like your spicy chicken sandwich, which I've been like, it's been so good. I feel like I started to become gluten intolerant.
Okay.
So I get it on a fucking like a lettuce wrap.
Uh-huh.
Disgusting, but whatever. I get my tacos and I don't care. I will kill myself to have tacos. And the little box of mini tacos.
It's so good.
I got it one day and I opened the box and I love like, little foods.
Uh-huh.
So like I love they have Fabo in Amsterdam and you get these little croquettes and you like walk up and just tap a thing and it's like a hot vending machine. You pop it out and it's boop, little croquette. In Turkey they have these little kofta meat pies.
Oh yeah.
I like the 2-bite like just like little foods.
Uh-huh.
And these mini tacos. I opened it up and I went I was like, right. Oh my God, they're so small. And I was like, I could just eat them with 2 bites.
They're adorable.
I'm literally going to cry. It's so good. And they have Diet Dr. Pepper, which is my favorite. I don't know why I love Diet Dr. Pepper. It's got to be the aspartame in it.
So specific. I love all of this.
The taco sauce.
Taco sauce at
Jack
good.
In the Box is dope. And you can get a mix of regular fries and curly fries. It's all of my favorite things.
This is somebody who appreciates, you know?
I really feel like people don't appreciate
the whole experience.
It's a whole experience. Jack in the Box is wild, especially from like the bulletproof glass that they've got there.
Well, yeah, because you could be killed at Jack in the Box.
You know, I will take the risk no matter what.
Yeah.
And the other one is Jersey Mike's.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about Jersey Mike's when they like do it Mike's way with the olive oil and the vinegar and the Italian seasoning and the bread is so thick. I will have a cramp all day long, but I will just, it'll be worth it.
Now, what kind of chips are you having with your sandwich?
Usually like a salt and vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
You guys don't have all dressed chips here.
What is that?
Oh my God, you don't know what an all-dressed chip is? I should have been prepared. I should have brought ketchup chips and all-dressed chips for you.
Tell me about all-dressed.
They're like vinegary. They've kind of got like a little bit of red pepper on them.
Okay.
They're sweet and salty.
Oh, I love it. I know
like,
I love it.
Almost tangy. I don't know. They're just so, I could lick them I could lick the dust off them.
Do it again. Wait. Do it again. Okay. I'm almost there. You are crazy. You know, we were talking off camera about Hallie Bobo.
My new baby.
Your new baby, who is, I mean, I have to say, one of the people I treasure so, so much. I do a show on Saturdays at the Executive Suite in Long Beach, and Hallie has always made herself available to it. Hallie is always on Front Street, is always, if there's a theme, ready to do it, ready to figure out the work schedule, all of that stuff. And I just, it's like, I can tell the reason the two of you are connected is you take what you do very seriously, but not yourself seriously. Yeah. That's, I'm absolutely so glued to people like that. And I just, I really value Hallie. And when she was like, you know, my drag mother is Scarlett, I was like, what?
It makes sense.
Yeah, it's making sense. Like, totally.
And it's funny, when we first met, it's because she had, we both have Amy Winehouse tattoos.
Uh-huh.
And she had Bobo written on her arm. But it was a tattoo that she got for her grandfather, not me.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, do you have my name on your arm? She was like, okay, yes, I'm a huge fan of yours, but this wasn't for you, but now it kind of fits.
But it was for you.
Yeah, it was for me.
It's going to be your first Mother's Day gift.
Yeah, and she's just, like, she followed me around like a little shadow at first. And I was like, I was just like, my phantom uterus was just like pounding. I was like, oh, like something about her. And the one night I came up to her and I was like, I have to ask you a question. She was like, yes, 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 yes.
Aww.
And she's just so sweet. She's just such an angel. She loves me. I love her.
I remember the first holiday season that we were doing shows together. She came to me and she was like, I got this for you. And like, it's just a thing. And like, I hope you like it. And she brought me this big ass jug of pumpkin spice syrup.
Oh my God.
She's like, I know you like it and I know it's hard to find. So I just wanted to give this to you. And it was the sweetest, no pun intended, thing ever. But
were
like,
you just gagged? Like,
I was dying. I was dying. I was like, this little bitch smuggled that. I shouldn't be saying that. She didn't. She paid. She probably did pay for it. But
she's just, you know, smuggling pumpkin spice.
Yeah. She's like, and
Delta.
here's the nozzle for it too. And I'm like,
really?
I'm going to get this bitch
and
fired.
And you got a nozzle?
And I got
Damn.
A nozzle.
She definitely smuggled out that nozzle.
Yeah. She's fierce. What about favorite bars or party places? I know you're working on something coming up.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's something you want to talk about or can talk about. But any favorite events or events you're doing?
Well, all of my events are my favorite.
Of course.
I do Mickey's every Thursday. We're taking a little break for March, and then we're coming back strong with our Blow Pop party.
Okay.
Me and Marie Swanby are doing that together. So yeah, Blow Pop is a new 90s 2000 pop diva party at Mickey's every Thursday starting in April. So I'm very excited about that. Miss Ray Latrey, obviously, she's one of my best friends in the whole world. Mm-hmm. She snatched me right in. She's actually half the reason I moved here. Mm-hmm. She signed all my papers all nice and made me pretty little letters and put her letterhead on everything and got me down here. So I do her party every Monday at Rocco's, Makeup Mondays, which is sickening.
Yep.
And yeah, I'm starting that new Silver Lake party. I'm tiptoeing over to Silver Lake because I've been there a couple times. I'm like, oh, you guys are kind of my people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, ugh, alternative crowd.
Right.
So I'm starting a new party at Silver Lake Lounge called Nerdgasm.
Okay, what's Nerdgasm? What happens?
Nerdgasm is a retro video game queer dance party.
Think that makes so much sense.
Right?
Yeah.
And I had it before in Toronto. I had it for 2 years in Toronto. So I'm kind of just like rinse and repeating my parties that worked really well in Toronto and like seeing where they fit in here.
Mm-hmm. You're in LA. You've got these parties going on.
Hell yeah.
Do you find that you will post about them and people will be like, what time does that start?
Oh my God.
And it already says.
What time does that start? Where is it? What day is that? Like, I'll tell people, hey, March 9th, come Silver Lake Lounge, and then I'll send them the poster. So I'll literally, like, say it, send it. Oh, cool. What's the date?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, what do you say to that? What do you say, like, well, you're a fucking idiot, first of all. Second of all, read.
Give me your hand, and I'll hold it.
You know, like, I feel like I need to send, like, a voice note.
Yeah.
Like, it's this day. You're dumb.
You're dumb.
What the hell?
You're dumb. You're dumb.
You're dumb.
Let's take a break. We are back with Scarlett Bobo, and you know, we weren't talking about this, but I forced this out of you because I was talking about, I know you gave up bread because you were just feeling like it would make you feel better to not eat the bread.
Uh-huh.
Right. And then we were talking about lactose sensitivities. Uh-huh. And I only bring that up because I just heard this conversation with Doug, who edits our show. He gave up bread just recently and says that he feels so much better. And listen, it's no secret, I have questionable bowels. And there's times where I'm like, oh, I'm out of commission for today. And so I wonder if it could be a bread thing, because I eat a lot of carbs. That's no secret.
Yeah.
But I think I eat more carbs than I do dairy. But it could be the dairy. I don't know.
It could be.
You know?
It sucks. Like, I had to like start cutting things out because I would eat before I would do my makeup, and so I don't get that lit. And then I was like, my stomach, right before I was about to put on my outfit, I was like bloated, and I'm like sucking into a corset, and I'm like, ow. Like,
sure, painful.
You know, and then all night long, I'm like, just like feeling like burpy and like this. That's a Diet Coke.
Do it loud. If you have a loud one, let it go.
Okay, well.
We hold the space for them.
I'll build one up for you.
You're a real woman. I mean, that's what real women do.
But yeah, so I had to start cutting out little bits at a time. And then I noticed it was a lot of the bread, because bread has butter in it. And I'm like, you know what? I should just cut out bread and sugar anyways, because every time I do, I feel lighter and I feel just better and more like awake. You know what I mean? I feel like I get really like lethargic when I eat a lot of bread. And now I feel a lot better, but it's a goddamn bread. And it drives me crazy, because like it was like 1 year, like one day, like 6-7 years ago, I ate a pizza like normal, and I was just like, oh my God. And I was like, what is happening to my body? And I was
right.
Like, I thought I had to go to the hospital. Like, it hurt so bad. And then, like, the next week, I tried it again. I was like, oh my God, I'm dying.
Huh.
And it just, like, happened. And all my friends are like, well, maybe you can grow out of it because you grew into it. Like, it was something that never happened before.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to experience this.
Yeah. And then
I don't want to wait to grow out of it.
Yeah. And then I like tried like with other things like milk or cheese, and then it just got worse and worse. So I was like, okay.
But you do like movie theater popcorn, and you know that stuff they pour on there, I don't think it's really dairy.
I know. Well, you can see, because you can get like, if you get the butter behind, it's butter. But if you do like the pump butter by yourself.
Because they don't mind wasting that.
Right. I think that's margarine. Like, I don't think that's like real butter. Okay. Well, at least I'd like to tell myself that.
Yeah. Can you like throw down with popcorn? Can you get into popcorn?
I can throw it down. I put like the packet in it. I'll put all the things in it. I'll put my candy in it. I'll put my chocolate
in
it.
Oh, a lot of people do that.
Oh, yeah. And now it's like a thing. Like, now when you buy popcorn, like, they're like, do you want your mix-ins? And I'm like, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
The Cineplex back home had like Cinnamon Toast Crunch popcorn seasoning.
Okay.
Oh my God. So with the butter and the salt and the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, it was just like this amazing cinnamon sugar, sweet, salty goodness.
I'm getting that there's a lot of experimentation with things in Canada, because we're talking about the all-dressed chips, the popcorn with cereal and everything else on it. But then one thing that I've never had, but I probably could be the representative for, is poutine.
Oh, I've never had it. Poutine?
No, and you already know that that's probably something I would lose my mind
See,
over.
See, that, when you said what is their food that I would go cheese for, but you have to have it with the cheese curds.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
like
I do.
The squeaky Montreal cheese curds. There used to be this, when we used to go from Ottawa to Montreal, the factory where they made them. And we would literally just like buy like a huge bag of cheese curds and just eat cheese on the way to go clubbing in Montreal, as you would.
Wow. No wonder you felt like, oh God, I'm sorry, I just went to the factory and bought a bag of cheese. Why does my stomach hurt?
Why does my stomach hurt? But they squeak too. So it's like squeak, 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 squeak.
Why are they squeak, squeak, squeak?
I don't know, they're called squeaky cheese. Well, they're cheese curds, but we call them squeaky cheese.
Just because.
Because they squeak.
There's got to be a reason.
I don't know.
Because you fucking squeak that shit out the back.
Squeak, 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 squeak.
That's like a pretty way of saying that I'm...
I'm farting.
But I'm squeaking.
I'm passing gas.
Oh, I'm sorry, I squeaked.
Oh, you made me ink. Oh,
I... No, 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 no,
to, oh, no, you made me squeak again.
Oh, my God.
But you have to have... You have to have poutine. And if you get it, get smokes poutine. That's like... They've got like... Every type of poutine you could ever imagine. They put fucking crazy shit. You can get one with like Kraft dinner in it.
Oh, wow.
Like wild poutines. Mm-hmm. So you have to try smokes. And Kraft peanut butter. You guys don't have that here.
No. And, like Kraft the company?
Uh-huh. It's like this creamy, sweet, like the most amazing peanut butter. That's the only other thing I get people to bring back to me.
Okay.
And Swiss chalet gravy. There's three things. Peanut butter, Swiss chalet gravy, and Tim Hortons apple juice.
I mean, that sounds like a party.
Sounds like
me.
A party.
I don't know why I would.
You can do a lot with that.
Yeah. When you said smokes poutine, I thought for a second that it was like you would order. I thought all poutine was the same, and you would order that, and then they would give you like a cigarette after, so you could like go hit that cigarette and really digest
that.
Yeah,
that poutine was great.
I always think like, shouldn't there be restaurants that allow like after you eat, there's like another room where you can kind of lay down in like a chaise lounge.
Yeah.
Those who want to have a cigarette can have a cigarette.
Just
or
like
smoke weed
a
or
digesting room.
Yeah, like a digesting room.
Yeah.
I would love to have a restaurant like that.
But like, would you ever leave?
No. Yeah. Because we would serve smokes poutine all day long.
All damn day.
Now, let's talk about the fact that Canada's Drag Race is called Canada's Drag Race and not Drag Race Canada because there's a car racing show already called by that name.
Is that why?
That's what they say.
Okay, because I've talked about this with everybody. I'm like, why does Canada have to be so different?
Right.
We're like the dumb stepchild that's like, no, I want to be called this. Right. And if you look at like the World of Wonder like studio, you see like Drag Race Belgique, Drag Race Spain, Drag Race Canada's Drag Race. I'm
right, like, entirely different.
Be so difficult. That makes sense because on my season, there was this girl that every time she would see us, she'd be like, like she would not look at us in the eyes.
Like somebody who worked there?
Yeah, someone who was Queen's Care. And we were like, what is going on with this girl? And she'd be like, you have to come this way with us. Turns out she thought the show was about cars. And we were like, what a fucking idiot.
Yeah,
and
what a dumb.
Now that makes sense. So there's Drag Race Canada is like for cars.
Yeah.
Straight people have everything.
They have everything.
God damn it.
would you say that working on the show was a positive experience for you? Like being on the show?
Being on the show, like on TV.
Yeah, yes. Like did you have a positive experience?
I had a very positive experience. Filming it was a whole other story. But being on the show, I went good. They really gave me that safe edit. And it was when they said, everybody loves Adore Delano. That's when I went crazy in my confessionals. I went, what? You are giving me the safe edit.
Right.
I went bonkers. But them showing me on TV, I think it was cute. I think I sounded really whiny. I think I was complaining a lot. But I think I was also just complaining a lot.
Well, I mean, I just feel like, I don't know how long your particular filming days were, but I always like try to stress to people that for me, I mean, nobody told me to say anything. I said everything I said. Yeah. Chronologically, yes, there are some things that show up where you're like, that didn't happen at that time. I just feel like people don't realize that, you know, you're probably there for 2 days an episode. I don't know. We were there for 2 days.
Yeah, 2 days an episode.
And they tell you, like, we're only going to show the most important part.
And yeah, people don't realize, like, those days are like 18-hour long days. Like, you're like up, we are up at 6, home at 2 in the morning, up at 6, home at 2, learn this choreo for 9 hours, now sew this for 8 hours, and it's like, like, I'm like, yeah, I was probably complaining a lot. I definitely sounded cranky as hell because I was and tired
and it's weird.
Cold.
And it's weird to be like, well, that other person didn't do that. Well, that's a different person.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, but I come here with my set of experiences, the way I view life, and this is how I'm going to respond.
Uh-huh.
And is it negative sometimes? Maybe. Is it positive a lot of other times? Maybe.
Yeah.
Do I kiki about this person or that person and think that they know that I'm kikiing and then realize, oh, you don't have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay, sorry. Like,
my bad, sis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, afterwards, obviously you get to travel the world and I do say that to me is like the cool part is being able to see a lot. Has there been a place that you've gone where you've like fallen in love with?
Amsterdam is always my favorite place in the world. Like I was traveling there before okay. I got on the show. I almost moved there actually.
Really?
I had a job over there. I was like getting an apartment and then I got cast on Drag Race and I was like, oh shit. Uh-huh. So I went that route. But I think when I went to Australia for the first time, wow. I was like, whoa. Mm-hmm. Drag just took me to Australia and I'm petting kangaroos and holding koalas. Like to me, that was a total gag. Like I'm such a baby. I cry all the time. So every time I was in a new city and I would get off stage, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I just performed in Brisbane. I can't believe I performed in Sydney. Like, you know, so that was a really cool thing because, yeah, you get to see everything and so quickly, right? The next thing you know, you're like city. And it's so exciting. And you get to meet all these new fans and they're different in every city. And it's always exciting. No matter where you're going, it's always exciting because people are excited to see you. And that for me was like, such a positive experience. And the meet and greets, a lot of the queens say they hate the meet and greets. I love
a meet and greet. I really do too.
I could like, all the girls are complaining, oh God, there's more people. I'm like, you go away. I'll meet all of them. I'm good. Like I'm chatty. So like people are like, oh my God, I love you. I'm like, oh, really? Tell
me
more.
That's the only time I ever feel bad is like when like the photographer's like, I know they have to go home. Like I'm like, no, I want to know what your name is.
Yeah.
I want to talk about this thing that you brought. Like, yeah, it's fun.
And they're like, do you want to know what my favorite thing about you is? I'm like, tell me all of them.
All of it.
From beginning to end, go.
I love that.
Yeah, I love it. And the fans go crazy. And all the times, like, especially when I'm at a gig and then like, I'm lit by the end of the gig. And I'm like, I crawl out of the dressing room. I'm like, what's up, friends? And everyone's always like, oh my God, we love that you like.
But why can I see you? Because you have like long fingers and you're like.
That's when we searching for another drink.
I love that. You know, it's funny. Before we go to break, Detox and I had this conversation a long time ago where she was just traveling a lot. I mean, she was really, right after her season, it was incessant. And I said, like, are you pacing yourself? Are you doing good? Like, I know the world wants you right now, and I hope you're having a good time. And she's like, you know what? I'm heartbroken a little bit because you go somewhere and you only get to be there for so long. And you're there long enough to start to fall in love with either the people or a person or the place, space or anything. And you realize, and I don't know when I'm coming back. Like, and it is heartbreaking. It can be.
And it's right because a lot of the times you're in one city and then you do that show and you only have that night because you're like on the bus the next day to go to another city. And you're like, well, I want to actually like walk around and see people and, you know, suck some dick. Duh.
It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking when you can't suck dick all day.
God damn it.
Let's take a break. And we are back. We left talking about sucking dick. This is the part of the podcast talk show. I still don't know what to call it because some people watch exclusively. So then I'm like, oh, it's a talk show. And then some people listen and they're like, girl, that's a podcast. Yeah, like, that's not a talk show. And I'm like, okay, well, guess what? Guess what? We're going to win an Emmy for this. We're going to beat out Oprah. So there. So fucking there. Mm. I mean, I do watch a lot of. Like, I see clips from talk shows, and I'm like, God damn, they really do give a talk show to fucking anybody on TV. These people are awful.
Yeah.
They don't even have any rapport. They don't even try to, like, be interested.
No.
Girl, get the fuck out of here. Give other people a chance.
Give me a chance.
This is the part of the show, we'll just say, called Read Me Delta, where people send in letters, questions, comments, queries. And if you have... a letter that you would like addressed, I will say, you can send that to readmedelta@gmail.com.
Read Me Delta!
This first, it's got a seal on it.
Ooh, that's fancy.
That's like the president
sent
that.
They spent time on that.
This could be from a political official.
It could be. What if it was a summons?
Oh, you know what it could be. I should watch my mouth. Yeah. Okay. Dear Delta and delicious guest.
I'm
a huge fan of the podcast, and your weekly extemporaneous small fish frying is already part of my life. Here's my inquiry. How do you feel about dining outside? Personally, I don't like the idea of having pedestrians walking inches away from my plate and how accessible dining outside makes me to animals and other people while I'm trying to have a meal. However, many people seem to have a great time dining outside in restaurants. I would love to learn how you feel about this. Much love, Felipe from Australia. Did you ever eat outside in Australia?
On a patio. Mm-hmm. If I'm on a patio, if I'm like gated in and like, you know, the patio's got pretty florals sure. and stuff like that, yes. But I see so many times, especially these like really expensive, like nice restaurants, you're just like on the side, like on the side of the sidewalk under like a canopy mm-hmm. and like the cars are driving by. And like sometimes they'll put you like no canopy and just like yeah. a railing with like the cars speeding by you.
Very
honking.
Pandemic.
Yeah. And like everyone just walking by you. And that feels weird to me. And especially if you're outside eating and there's a lineup of people trying to get in to eat mm-hmm. and they're just like staring at you like this.
Right.
And you're like, sorry. Should I hurry up? Like, should I take longer? Like, right. and they're like, how's the food? You know? And you're like, it's really good, actually. You know?
I'm in love with your voice.
Me?
I have to stop
my
you.
Voice.
Like, I love it. I love that, like, sexy, like, it's like, I know, it's almost like Ellen Barkin or something.
Oh,
it's
they get, everyone makes fun of me for my voice.
What? Why?
Everybody. This dumb faggot the other day came up to me. I was working at the Wild, and he was like, oh, welcome to the Wild. He said, oh, what a funny voice you have. I said, excuse me? And he said, yeah, you sound like... Rah, 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 rah. And I was like,
it doesn't sound anything
well,
like
you're
that.
An asshole. Goodbye.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, thanks.
But it doesn't sound anything like that.
Like the morning
like
after drinking,
Turner.
I'm a little like...
Rah, Suzanne Plachette.
Ooh.
You have to look up Suzanne Plachette. Kathleen Turner, of course. It's
I feel
hot.
Like, thank you. I feel like I can have a very nice, like, sexy, like, phone operator voice.
You don't have hot potato like I
what
do.
What are you doing?
Hot
what
potato voice. I have a condition.
Not the weakness.
I'm Somebody conditional.
They got me.
Can I have some smoked cheese curds, please? Just like a little more cheese curds.
I just want some more cheese curds.
On my hot potato voice. I do not generally like dining outside. I will like with the patio, like you said.
Yeah.
Enclosed.
It's like a garden.
Pretty.
I like something
that's
cute.
Nice.
Yeah.
But anytime I'm with like anyone that's like, let's do outside, I'm generally like, no.
I'm like, do I get a discount?
Right. I don't want to be hot.
No.
Like, I feel bad when I've performed at brunch and people are eating outside. And I'm thinking, I would never be sitting. I would leave. Like, I would leave.
It's so hot.
You have me so fucked up.
Drag queens, you got food, hair in your food. Like,
and then being outside in drag makeup, like in the sun. And
right
they're
in
like,
front of people's food, like, what's up?
Uh-huh. Like, that's like, really going like, to cure your hangover.
Like, just sweating your face off.
Just like four eyebrows.
While you're like eating your eggs, like.
Oh, sick.
No, can this mine?
Just breathing all over.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to leave it there. Hey, Delta and sexy guest. My friends harassed
sexy.
Me. You're sexy. And
damn,
what was the first one?
Delicious.
Delicious
oh
and sexy.
God, delicious
baby,
and sexy.
You're delicious.
Oh, my God.
My friends harassed me the other day because they saw me eating graham crackers that I dipped in water. People dip graham crackers in milk, but somehow dipping them in water is wrong. The crackers taste better because the water accentuates the graham cracker taste, whereas with milk, you just taste the milk. What are your thoughts? Love from Kodiak, Alaska. Abe.
I don't know about that. I don't know. I think that sounds a little crazy. Like milk and cookies is like a thing, right?
Right.
Like, I'm just not going to like put a bunch of graham crackers or like Oreos in some water and like watch them like what puff up and then you're like soggy cookies
right
that are just dripping with like water. I feel like the water would like dilute the taste. No,
I feel like the only time you dip food in water is if you're in an eating contest. I've seen people do that.
Really?
And they dip their hot like the bun in there because you can swallow it quicker because it's not dry anymore.
Oh my god, I never thought about that.
Yeah, they do that. Listen, I mean, I don't know who your friends are. I don't know why they would harass you, but I mean, I don't think it's that big of a deal, but it, I mean...
Well, I would probably try it. I'd probably be like, okay, fine. Like, let's see what it's like.
And how does water accentuate the taste of anything? Water doesn't taste like anything.
I know.
So you know what it is? It's like this. Like, have you ever used, like, gun oil or Swiss Navy?
For.
Lube.
Yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. But then you don't have that. You just have lotion, right? Lotion is not really the same feeling. Like, no. It's not going to...
It gets the job done.
Right.
But it's like...
Like, yeah, like that's not really... Like, especially Cornhuskers lotion. Like,
oh.
That don't use Cornhuskers lotion for anal sex. But so, like, I could see milk accentuating the taste of something because there is a taste to milk.
Yeah.
How do you eat Oreos? Do you take them apart or and go like that? Or do you just eat it like a sandwich?
I eat it like a sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah, I dunk it. I like when my Oreos get a little soggy and then I eat them.
Oh,
have you seen they put out new ones and I don't know where to find them? They have Fruity Pebbles, Fruit Loops, and
Oreos.
Yeah,
stop it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And what was the other one? I think it was like
Lucky Charms.
Yes.
Okay, this is what we were just talking about.
I was trying to. I saw them pop up on my Instagram, and they're new. And I'm like, I'm on a mission to find one of each.
You have to have them.
Yeah.
Do you like sugary cereals? Like, I know you can't do milk, but you have done them and you know what I'm talking about.
Well, I love almond milk, kind of oat milk and all that shit.
So follow me on this.
Okay. I'm here.
There is a food out there called Collisions for, I think it's a candy, but I want to steal the name. And this is what I'm talking about. The berries from Captain Crunch.
Uh-huh.
Picked out, put them in a bowl. And the marshmallows from Lucky Charms and put them in the bowl. And that's the cereal. There is no other grain
you're
story.
Sick.
Can you imagine?
That's crazy.
Would you eat it?
Oh, yeah.
Would you die with me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I would be bouncing off the goddamn walls.
If I had no leg after that, would you still be like, you know what?
I'd still be your friend.
You could lean on me.
Yeah, I'd be like, come on. And I would keep making them.
Would you make me change my stage name to Eileen? You're like, come on, Eileen.
Eileen, come on, sis. Oh, it's an inside joke. I call her Eileen. It's
right.
Fine.
Is it you don't it? You can't see she doesn't have a leg.
See? She doesn't have a leg. Look at her.
Where would we put the shoe though? Well, anyway.
You could just do like a little foam leg with the shoe on the end. So you could really kind of whip it around.
Right.
So you could be the dancing sensation.
Can you
whack, whack, whack.
We need to do Collisions.
Oh.
I mean, the story is that when you use lotion as lube, it's not the same as an actual lube. It's not doing the same thing. Like, it's helping, but it's not doing the same thing. So the water is like the lotion to the Swiss Navy's
representation. Yeah, but at least with, like, lube and lotion, I'm still getting a dick inside me.
Yeah, but you know what? Why not just go with spit? Because that's natural.
Well, sometimes you don't have any spit.
Why? Because you got dry mouth. Because you have diabetes. Because you ate too much sugar.
Collisions. Because you ate too much Collision.
I mean, there's going to be a problem.
Now you got to have lotion.
Yeah. I wonder if anyone's ever used like the little bottle of like hair conditioner at the fucking hotel. They're like, this, you have? Stop it.
Period.
You have not.
Absolutely.
Were you on your period?
No.
Oh, no.
No. No, just desperate.
Do you ever take those little lotions and things?
I am a thief.
You are?
But not on purpose.
Right, right.
Like, I'm like an accidental klepto.
Okay.
I just love those things in the hotels, free range.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. I'm taking everything that I'm allowed to take. And I just love like trinkets. Mm-hmm. Like I just love like, it's cute. Like I'll keep the straw.
Like if the flight attendant is coming down and they're like, did you need earphones? Do you just take them?
Take them.
Yeah, what happens? Something might happen.
Who knows? I will take them.
You know what's fucked up is sometimes I'll be on the plane and then like I'll bring like a pack of like the Ritz crackers with peanut butter or something. And I'll eat a couple of those and I'll set them down and I'll think that the person next to me saw me eat them. So that when they come back down and they're like, did you want a snack? I'm always like, oh, no, I'm fine. Thank you. But I really want it. But I'm like, they're going to be like, damn, you fat bitch. Like, you just ate.
I always shoot my shot when they say, do you want cookies or pretzels? I go, can I have both?
They'll give them to you. Always. You know it.
I know it. Sometimes you'll get like a here, but. Whatever.
And that's when I want to grab the thing and shake it and go, fuck. Yeah. I want to fucking throw them all on the ground and step on them. Fucking look at me like that. I can end you. I could end you.
Do not make me put this tweet out. I will. She didn't give me two cookies.
And that's all that's in there.
Oh, God. For real. Three pretzels and two cookies. Come on.
Come on.
They're like probably 10 years old anyway. Just give me the cookies.
Thank you for being here. This is fun.
Yeah, this is so fun. I'm having a great time.
Thank you all so much for listening and watching Very Delta. Our show comes out every Monday. Ooh. Subscribe to Mom Podcast YouTube channel and turn on your notifications because you never want to miss an episode. Also, search for Very Delta on your favorite podcast apps to listen to the audio-only version if you can't take all of this beauty in the visual format of the talk show of all stars, all famous talk shows.
Oh, my God. We're so famous that we talk.
You can also sign up for our premium offerings on Mom Plus Gold by visiting mompodcasts.plus, where you get weekly episodes of more Very Delta. And don't forget to send all of your questions to readmedelta@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram @DeltaWork. And where can people follow you?
You can follow me at It's Scarlet Bobo on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok and pretty much all of the things.
Yeah. And go to the parties and read the posts.
Go to the parties.
Look
read
at the flyer.
The posts.
A lot of times what's on the flyer is down there also in the description.
Yeah.
So you're being told twice.
All there. All there.
Don't
see
say,
there.
I want to support you, but I don't know how.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God.
I want to support you. I love you, Scarlet Bobo. You're my favorite in Chinese.
I love you.
Hi, boo boo. Beep, beep, boo boo, Bobo. Beep, until next week, keep things very Delta. To listen to Very Delta ad-free, a day early, and to get access to more Very Delta, sign up for Mom Plus Gold at mompodcast.plus. Very Delta is produced by Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom, hosted by Delta Work. Production supervision and engineering by Margot Padilla. Editing and post-production by Doug Robertson, with original theme music by Will Pitts. Executive produced by Willem, Alaska, Big Dipper, Camille Stennis, and Joe Cilio. Oh, wait. You spit fire, too.
I do.
Mom!
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.